Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for the 26th of January. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. That means quiet your phones, your televisions, your radios, your conversations. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Associate Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Baptist, let us look to the Lord, the God of love, the God of peace, the God of hope. We thank you, Father God, once again for allowing us to come to praise you and worship in your name, to lift up our prayers and concerns to you, our Heavenly Father. Lord, we're so grateful that you afford us this opportunity. We have so much to be thankful for, Father God. Thankful for our families, our church family, friends and neighbors, the opportunity to come to praise you as a fellowship of believers. Father God, we thank you for this spirit of thanksgiving and your spirit of forgiveness. Lord, we know that we are all sinners saved only by your grace. For we know that we sin by word, thought, mind, or deed, and yet you allow us to petition before you and to forgive us of those sins. Father, we also thank you for that spirit of peace. For Lord, we know that we need peace in our homes, peace in our schools, peace in our churches, and peace in our mind. Lord, we know that many of us go through troubled times, but we know that we should be mindful of the things that we have instead of worrying about the things that we do not have. And we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our church leadership, the pastor and the rest of his pastoral team, our church leaders, the heads of all the various ministries. We thank you, Father God, that they're willing to give up their time to serve you in the kingdom. Lord, we ask that you bless each and every one of them. And Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to share with one another, to lift up one another, to support one another. And most of all, we thank you for that greatest gift of all, the gift of your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And Father, we ask that we continue to be mindful that we walk by faith, grow by grace, and live by love. In the precious name of your darling Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Trustee Anita Bratcher Butler.
Good evening, my church family and friends. I will be reading the 146th Psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto the God which I have unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man. in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to the earth. And that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord will reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord add blessings to the reading and hearing of his word.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert.
God is good, and he's always good, because he is God, and he remained the same at all times. Let us pray. Father God, is in your name we come tonight, thanking you for your many blessings. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us from our early existence to this present time. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us last night as we slept, protecting us from all harm and danger. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us out on another day's journey. Lord, and we thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you are doing. And we thank you for family and ask you, Father God, to continue to watch over us, to keep them under your protective care. Then, Lord, we thank you for our church family. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor Tucker and his family. Lord, and we thank you for all who stand in need of your blessing tonight. We pray your blessing upon the sick, asking you, Father God, to heal only as you can. Lord, ask you to comfort the bereaved, letting them know earth have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Then, Father God, we ask that you will continue to be with our young people. Lord, the problems that they are going through right now, because of us, the adults, we can't get together on what it is that we want. So taking our children through all kind of changes. But, Lord God, I know you're going to straighten all this out. So, Father God, we are asking you right now for your help, Lord, because we need your help in all these situations. We pray for our school board people, and Lord God, and we pray for the government. Lord, and we pray for all who stand in need of your blessing this today, especially those who don't know you in the pardon of their sin. We lift it all up to you, Lord, because we know that you are able to do all things. And Father God, we are dependent on you to see us through. So, Father God, we're going to continue to lift you up and give you praises. And, Lord, and we're going to shout praises from the highest mountain. And, Lord, and let everybody know that you are God. And besides you, there are no other. We ask that you bless everybody on the line tonight. Give them the blessing that they stand in need of. Bless our people who are seeing that we are being able to hear and talk to one another. And, Lord God, and we ask that you keep us, Lord, under your protected care. These are all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is now your time to speak to the Lord directly during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for everything you do for us. Lord, I want to thank you for waking us up this morning so we would have another chance to praise you for your grace and mercy. Lord, you just are such a good God to us all the time. And Lord, I would like for you to be with the people who have lost family members and good friends. This is a hard time now with COVID still going on. And Lord, we all know that like you don't make no mistakes. So we are trusting in you to keep us, Lord. And that I know that you will. Lord, I want to thank you for our church, First Baptist, and our pastor. And I want to thank you for these IT people who allow us to have these type of services, prayer service, service on Sunday morning. Our deacon board, our deaconess board, have their meetings, Lord. We just want to thank the people for doing that. Lord, you are just so good. And Father God, I want to thank you for everything you've been doing for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker, Deaconess Barbara Watson Mickens, who is the church clerk at First Baptist Church.
Come on, song goes like this.
Praise is what I do. Good evening to you, my First Baptist Church family, friends, and visitors. Hope you had a wonderful Wednesday. Since God allowed us to see the breaking in of a brand new day, I'm thanking God first and the wonderful, just the opportunity just to be here to speak one more time. I thank the Wednesday Night Prayer Ministries, the hardworking team, for asking me. And I know that's through the grace of God. So may God bless all of them individually and collectively. I have already given some wonderful people a happy birthday shout out on today, January the 26th, but please pray for them on their great celebration tonight. They are my niece Doris in New Jersey, who so many of you prayed for, and she's now cancer-free. Beautiful June Adams, Jacqueline Nelson, Trustee Charles Daniel, and Deacon Lawrence, President. And we say happy birthday to them. Let us pray. Before I ask you for anything, God, I want to thank you for everything. Heavenly Father, it's me. It's us. Standing, sitting, or kneeling in the need of prayer. Please heal our sick and shut-in members and comfort our bereaved families here and all over the world. We continue to pray for our children, our youth, and our young adults. Keep them covered, Lord. Father, please give us the strength we need to face this new year. And I'm asking you and the Holy Spirit to sit me down while you stand up as I speak some words of wisdom to your people. Bless our families and this branch of Zion, First Baptist Church in Northwest. And as we pray and fast, in search of a new pastor. And we thank God for blessing Pastor Tucker for the 46 years he has served in this house of faith. We love, thank, praise, honor, and glorify you, God. But in prayer, I pray affirming that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we say amen, 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 and hallelujah to a risen Savior. May God bless all of you who are on this prayer line tonight. It's amazing how we can pray in so many locations to a mighty God. I always ask and thank God to fill my cup and make me whole, protect me, teach me how to study His Word in His book, known as the Bible, Biblical Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And this is why I love, magnify, and thank Him for anointing me with His wisdom and spiritual understanding. Matthew 16, verse 19. My title tonight is Why I Give Praise to God, Even During a Pandemic. Why I Give Praise to God, Even During a Pandemic. My family in 2021 has been spiritually attacked by the evil one, Ephesians 6, 11, 12, whom we rebuke in the name of Jesus. We have felt overwhelmed by illnesses, deaths that has fallen on some members in my family, and some illness that's still falling on some of my sisters, my brothers, family members, friends, spiritual families, and even me. I fell on an uneven sidewalk while I was walking on October the 18th, 2021. Bruised the left side of my face, mouth, hand, and knee. The good part is that God is still in the business of allowing us to get up when we fall as we continue to thank and praise Him. You see, I was bruised but not broken. So I can't help but praise Him even during a pandemic. Psalm 23. I'm very blessed that my parents lived to be in their 90s. My mother-in-law was 94, and they made it to the other side. And we still have our Aunt Nell, who resides in New Jersey, who is now 100 years old. Psalms 90, verse 10. And looking forward to celebrating her birthday on February the 15th, God willing. She knows God is her rock and healer. And since God is my employer who handles my affairs, like personal concerns, church duties, educational and organizational involvements, dealing with serious eye problems, blessing me with inner peace, joy, gifts and talents, patience, and helping others, loving my family and people all over the world. But I'm grateful for He's given me gratitude, grace, and I even appreciate each precious drop of rain, snow, sunshine, and rainbows, John 1:16. So why would I not give Jesus the Christ all praise in the good times and the rough times? You see, I'm grateful because on that old rugged cross at Calvary, He just put Himself in my place. And that's not how the story ends, because in 3 days, He rose again, and He's coming back again in all His glory. To God be the glory. Isn't it wonderful when we let go and let God, trust and continue to praise Him? And this is why we can joyfully create the year anew. So I greet each day feeling grateful as I began another year. It is stretched out before me like a blank canvas, inviting my unique designs and bright colors. I use my zeal and imagination to dream big dreams and make bold plans. Proverbs 16:3. You see, I release the past, taking from it precious memories and invaluable experience. Even the experiences that were not especially happy have helped me to where I am today. So I feel confident and self-assured, knowing that I go forth into the new year with God expressing as my creativity, my audacity, my kindness, and my compassion. And my receptive, eager attitude for the coming year is to open my heart to all the joy I'm about to create. So I smile, and I let the wonder come in. Well, after all, I am a sunshine spreader. But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. John 4:35. It's just wonderful when we let go and let God and trust Him. So you continue to pray and fast on your spiritual journey. Praise Him. He is our rock also. Psalm 18:31. Lean on Jesus when trouble comes. Keep a song in your hearts. Amazing grace. It is well. I trust in God. Praise Him. The goodness of God. He's sweet, I know. Or peace be still. Then wrap the scripture around you, believing that God will forgive us and heal the land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Now stay under the blood. Keep praying, serving, and praising the great I Am. Matthew 16:15. Even during this pandemic, Psalm 121. We will not march back to what was, but move on to what shall be. A country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. But one thing is certain, if we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy. So I'm praying for you and your families, and please pray for my family and me and so many others all over the world. But we always give thanks to God for all of you, and we mention you in our prayers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. And when we pray, God listens. When we listen, God talks. When we believe, God works. So I pray that happiness will be at your door, and may it knock early, stay late, and leave you with His gifts of God's love, peace, good health, protection, salvation, brighter days, hope, and joy. Keep trusting Him. Pray without ceasing and always give thanks to the Creator. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. And I pray that this week and this year will be filled with God's blessings for you. May He shower you with such great joy and peace. And may God's richest blessings be upon you always. And may these blessings flow through you to touch the lives of everyone you meet. Isaiah 42, 5, 6. We have so many reasons to rejoice as we praise Him. Now I'd ask God to enlighten my mind with truth, inflame my heart with love, inspire my will with courage, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, and enrich my life with service. And as I close, I say to you, what I am in order, what I shall be, share with others, our Jesus, John chapter 3, 16. And this much is clear. Actions in heaven begins when someone down here on earth keep praying for us. So let's keep praying and praise our Heavenly Father. Wait quietly before Him, because all your hope is in our God. Psalm 6:25. I pray that God will visit your homes each day and night with His healing, with blessings, forgiveness, protection, patience, and joy. And since praise is what we do, let's stop complaining and be joyful and be happy no matter what happens. A better day is coming if we continue to believe. I guarantee you that God, who is large and in charge, will look down on us as we continue to give Him praise, even during a pandemic. So rejoice. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Miracles will come our way. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ be with each one of you. Revelation 22:21. I love you. Have a good night and be blessed until God allows us to meet again. Amen.
All right, First Baptist, the lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds, so get ready to provide your acknowledgement for our very own Deaconess Barbara Watson Meekins, a.k.a. Sister Sunshine's message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, Senior Pastor, First Baptist Church.
Surely we thank God for another blessed opportunity in a prayer experience. We thank God for all of those persons who have participated in our services tonight, and surely we give God the praise, as well as we lift up the name of Sister Mickens, who shared some wonderful sunshine to us. We thank God for being here with us and allowing us once again to rejoice in Him in prayer and in praise. God indeed is a good God. And we exalt His name because He does take care of us in spite of the storm, in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the trials. And so we praise God for all of you who have shared in this time of prayer and praise. God is taking care of us on a continuous basis, and we rejoice in the Lord. We want you to continue to praise Him and continue to come together to give God the praise. We invite you to come on this coming Sunday where we will once again rejoice in the Lord. This coming Sunday is a Missionary Sunday, and we certainly want to give praise and recognition and tribute to those persons who are certainly lifting up the work and ministry of God and helping us as a church family to show that we are committed to carrying out the mission that God has given and granted to us. Our preacher for this coming Sunday is the Reverend Curtis McLaughlin, and we encourage you to invite and encourage persons to come and share with us in this time of praise and honor to God. We certainly want to keep our church family in prayer. Let us not forget to pray for those individuals who are bereaving, Deacon Bruce and Deaconess Brenda Robeson. Pray for them in transitioning of Deacon Bruce Robeson's cousin. Let us pray for him. And pray for Deacon William Andrews, Sister Carla Andrews, and Sister Cheryl Walker in the transition of their aunt, Sister Geraldine Andrews. The homegoing celebration will be held in at the St. Paul United Methodist Church in Chesapeake, in Virginia. And we trust that you will keep them in prayer. Love and sympathy also to Sister Shirley Mosley, who just had a surgery. Let's pray for her continuously in the transitioning of her sister, Margaret Plummer, on January the 17th. Arrangements are pending, but keep her close in your prayer. And certainly keep Sister Carol Tucker in the transitioning of her brother, Ronald Bell. Let us pray for all of these individuals, because we know that prayer supports, prayer encourages, and certainly prayer makes a difference. Let us remember all of those persons in our church family who are who are experiencing sickness and challenges along the way. We're going to now open up the lines for 20 seconds to allow you an opportunity to make a, your prayer request. Will you join together? And you might lift up the names of those persons that you desire our prayer for. The lines will be open for 20 seconds for your prayer request.
Reverend,
watch over all of my family.
God our Father, we come now before you to ask thy blessings upon each one of these persons who have lifted up names of individuals and situations that they have declared that they need help, assistance, and your blessed power. We ask, O God, that you would be with every situation that has been lifted up, that you would touch the hearts, the minds, the thoughts, the conditions that has been declared before you tonight. We thank you, God, for being good, being available, being near. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Have mercy on all of us continuously, O God, because we stand certainly in the need of prayer. God, you know all about us. You know our hearts. You know the pain. You know the anguish. You know the difficulties that we are experiencing day by day. You know the heartache that has come our way. We pray, oh God, that you would just be near us, that you would comfort us, that you would bless us. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for all that you have done already and how you have brought us through seen and unseen dangers. And so, oh God, we honor your name. We come tonight because we have nowhere else to come to. We need you, God. Fortify us. Strengthen us, bless us. And then, God, we pray for our world, the condition in the world. We pray, oh God, for the leadership. We pray, oh God, for your keeping grace and mercy and your direction. We pray, oh God, that you would stand by those who are weak and weary. Bless First Baptist, O God. You know all about us. You know the challenges that we face. You know the difficulties that has come our way. And we just pray, oh God, that you would bless this fellowship and fortify us, that we might be the people that you have called us to be. Bless the leadership, oh God. Abide with each officer and each member, oh God. Keep us in your care. We thank you. Thank you for what you've already done. And thank you for what you are doing. And thank you, God, for what you're going to do. It is indeed in the blessed name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. Grant unto you his divine peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
We thank you for joining our prayer service for January 26th. Please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight, and if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.